Blog Talk Radio.
Busy day for those in attendance in person at these events and or
all watching on line on TV. Then, not to mention, we have the bachelor wedding. So, originally the show was scheduled for 2 o'clock, and I know I could just be quiet, but I've been up all morning and just, you know, doing different things and productive things, and also preparing for the show. And then at 11:30, I decided, okay, I'm going to just take a nap for about an hour or two. Lo and behold, when I awakened, I was awakened once. My niece had asked if she could use one of my chargers for our cell phone. And I need to start using the snooze button, setting an alarm. Whenever I take a nap, I don't take a nap. But I want to take a nap and be refreshed and ready for the show, and also to be awakened the rest of the day so I wouldn't miss Pro Bowl and the red carpet. Also, the red carpet show, which I had just peeped on as the intro music was, well, right before the intro music began to play, I peeped on that because I really wanted to see the beginning of the opening of the red carpet on E! But, you know, the red carpet is on various channels, TV Guide, and, of course, the channel that that the Grammys would be broadcast on would show their own red carpet before the event. And E! News just asked, what favorite couple are you mostly excited to see? And the opening act, definitely, who I'm excited to see, and that's the Carters, Beyonce and Jay-Z. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them on the red carpet. Robin Thicke and Paula Patton, most definitely. But I love seeing my favorite celeb couples on the red carpet. So it's so great. And I am super excited that Madonna will be performing tonight also. That is so cool. I hope Prince makes a special appearance as a presenter or a special performance with someone. That would be super awesome. So thank you again for tuning in. So again, it's Grammy Awards time. Wow. So let's talk about the red carpet arrivals and all of that. And so I don't know the score. The last time I looked at the score between the Lakers and the Knicks, it was 45 up. Of course, I thought I was going to see some of the Heat game with the Spurs, but I missed out on that one. But the Lakers and the Knicks, wow, those are like two big doubleheaders, right? But again, thank you for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Oh, no.
I love that jumpsuit also. So awesome. Wow. And Entertainment Tonight, they posted pretty awesome vines. So that's pretty cool. And Brooke Anderson, she said she won't be attending. I don't know if she's not feeling well or her baby girl's not feeling well, but she won't be attending the Grammys. She had to head on home. Oh, Ryan is just tweeted. 67 degrees and cloudy here at the Grammys. Wow, I need to be in California. I'm going to be south, and we should be having weather like that. Today was like the warmest day in like a week. And then we better appreciate it because tomorrow is, I mean, the high will be in the 40s. And then on Tuesday, the high will be like 32 degrees. Oh, my God. 67. Love that. Oh, my God. That's what Ryan just tweeted out, but it's 67 degrees and cloudy here at the Grammys, and how's the weather where you are? And, so I'm tweeting bad, not 67. Not 67, most definitely not 67. Oh, man. So that is something. There's some amazing, let's see, I'm trying not to, doing a hashtag, it's E-News, red carpet, I think. I think I said, I want to make sure I have the hashtag right. E-Red Carpet. E-Red Carpet. I want to make sure I have it right. Read it right. Not 67. I know that. Degrees. Know that. In low, in low 50s, week, and okay. I don't know. I hope I word said the right thing. Because I'm on the air, so I'm trying not to, you know, have air. I hate dry air. Don't you dead air out there. So I'm super excited about regarding sports, regarding the Grammys, regarding the red carpet, and all. Let's see, other, I like to know who you're wearing. Love to see who they're wearing, what they're wearing, how they're wearing it. Like all of that. So I'm so excited about this. Let's see what else is going on Twitter. I know what I want to talk about, the nominees. So while I'm talking about the red carpet, I'm talking about some of the nominees. So that's what I'm excited about, too. Who would be the nominees? Who would be the winner? The 2014th, this is from MTV News, the 214th Grammy Award winners. If the whole thing were a popular contest. So they wrote a very interesting article about if it was a popularity contest. But I think a lot of people think that anyway. But you can tweet the Grammys at the Grammys, and that's what I'm doing right now. Because time is limited also, so I don't want to just go on and on. Let's see, because there's already been some winners going on. I've tried my best to keep up with what's going on at the parties and those that have been presented with certain recognitions and all of that. So Macklemore, I think that's who Madonna's going to perform with. And something about, I've been reading something about a wedding. The songwriter Diane Warren says she's up for one and she's excited. So it definitely sounds like she would like to win, you know. You could be nominated. Some people don't know if they're going to win or not because of the competition. And some people are like, well, I'm just happy to be nominated. And she obviously, she's believing and she's reading some awesome songs. Looking forward to winning. So that's good to see people, you know, let us know good things that's happening. Let's see. Oh, the Pepsi halftime. At the Grammys, they're going to have the Pepsi halftime event. You know, Team Rice and Team Sanders. So that should be a hoot. MTV asked, I wonder if there would be any super weird Grammys red carpet moments. It always is, so I wonder. It's always some kind of weird moment. They're showing the picture of when Lady Gaga arrived inside of the egg. Remember that promo? That was really weird. Kim Kardashian and Kanye. I'm sure they would be on the red carpet. That should be interesting. So we have just a little bit. The Grammys on CBS this evening should be amazing. Look at a picture from Billboard of how some of the artists are seated. Bruno Mars. Wow. Yeah, here it is. In the Museum of Sex is talking about how couples from different orientations be married through the same love performance at the Grammys. That was very historical. I wish all the couples that are getting married tonight many, many years of happiness, because they're definitely making history by getting married on the Grammy Awards. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, same love Grammy performance. to feature on-air weddings. This is from Billboard, and Kevin Rutherford writes that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis capped off an enormous year at tonight's Grammys, garnering nominations in multiple categories, including for Song of the Year for Same Love. The duo will perform the Marriage Equality Anthem during the ceremony and during the performance. Dozens of couples will be wed in an on-air ceremony. According to the New York Times, Arts Beat, 34 couples from different orientations and backgrounds, gay, straight, of different races, and so on, will be married during the Same Love performance at the Grammys tonight. In an interview, Lewis, whose own sister would be part of the ceremony in getting married to her boyfriend, said that the weddings would be, in our minds, the ultimate statement of equality, that all couples are entitled to the same exact thing. Queen Latifah is planned to be the officiant for the ceremony. I was wondering who Queen Latifah, how awesome. While the rap production duo performs with Seattle-based singer-songwriter Mary Lambert, the singer of the song's hook, and one of special guests revealed yesterday, Madonna. And because it's been confirmed that Madonna's performing and someone else is performing at the Grammys tonight. I expect that people with all kinds of opinions might voice them, and that's healthy. Neil Portnow, president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Science, said of the decision, though he emphasized the Grammys don't see the wedding ceremony as any sort of stunt. We don't need to stoop to the level of trying to find gimmicks and sensationalistic approaches to what we do, he said. The wedding's rehearsal took place on Saturday at the Staples Center, where the couples walked up and down aisles near the Grammy stage, where they'll actually be married. As show producer Ken Elwick stated, and a big shout-out to the production, the producers of the Grammys also, stated that putting the soon-to-be wed pairs on stage could be viewed as more exploitive. It seemed like less of a show than if I put them on stage. Ehrlich explained, I don't want them to feel as though they're on parade. So this is really about love, and these are actual couples will actually be wed. So it's no way is it a stunt. I mean, it's part of a performance, but it's a sincere act of many couples wedding. And that's pretty awesome. So, again, I send much love and best wishes to those couples and wishing the group a very awesome performance. So I cannot wait to see that. You know, I thought I was excited to see I know Madonna is part of their performance, but they're always good to see. So just to see that this performance, and these actual wins, real wins occur, sounds amazing to me. Really, it does. So definitely on. You might go for it. I'm going to play a little bit more of my of Prince and Third Eye Girl while I gather a little bit more information and check out some scores of the Lakers and the Nets and what's going on with the Pro Bowl. checking out the NFL.com and other websites and links. And so at when the Grammys are going on CBS, on NBC, we have the Pro Bowl coming straight from the Aloha Stadium, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. There's Team Rice, Native Mississippian, superstar athlete, Dance with the Stars, extraordinaire, Jerry Rice. So there's Team Rice, and Team Sanders going at it this evening. So I've been enjoying the advertisements and the trash talking that they have been doing, and I've been loving their tweets and Instagram pictures also. So it should be an awesome, awesome, awesome event. And get your NFL, check out the app, the NFL app also, so you can stay updated and informed. I know some of us will be clicking and online and channel surfing tonight like it's nobody's business. That should be pretty awesome. Let's see what else is going on. We have the Olympics. So the Heat did win 113 to 101. And the Heat wins final rematch, top Spurs, as Dwayne Wade is back. Associated Press says that Chris Bosh scored 24 points on 9 for 10 shooting. LeBron James added 18 points. And then Miami Heat rolled past the San Antonio Spurs 113 to 101 on Sunday in an NBA Finals rematch from last season. Mario Chalmers scored 16 points for Miami, which used Dwayne Wade as a reserve for the first time since January 6, 2008. Wade, an all-star starter again this season, had not played in any of Miami's most recent four games while dealing with ongoing knee rehab, and finished with 8 points and 5 assists in 24 minutes. Michael Beasley scored 12, Norris Cole scored 11, and Ray Allen added 10 for Miami. Boston has made 17 of his last 18 shots from the floor. Tim Duncan led San Antonio with 23 points. Boris Dow added 15. Marco Bellinelli scored 12, and Tony Parker finished with 11 for the Spurs, who went on a 13-0 run late in the fourth quarter and were still down by 13 when the spurt was over. I know before the show began, I had looked at and checked out some tweets from Manuel Ginobili, right? Yeah, and how he was preparing for the game. But I napped during that, so I didn't see any of that game. Chalmers, the last starter from either side who was in the game, made a three-pointer midway to the fourth to give Miami a 106-80 lead. As the building slowly emptied, the Spurs slowly chipped away with Nando DiColo getting 6 points and an assist during the run that was nowhere near enough to make any real difference. Roger Mason Jr. snapped the scoreless drought for Miami, making a three-pointer from nearly the same spot that Allen made his infamous game-time one that saved the Heat with 5.2 seconds left in Game 6 of last season's finals. When the Spurs were one stop away from the fifth championship, Miami won that one in overtime, then prevailed in Game 7 for the second straight crown. Sunday's game was the first official meet between the teams since their finale. Wow. San Antonio visited Miami in preseason the night when the finals rematch was the only thing really worth talking about. But at least the Spurs didn't have to see Miami's third championship banner hanging from the rafters of American Airlines Arena that night. Spurs coach Greg Popovich acknowledged that it's still difficult to think about. Coaches, he said, would understand. All the good stuff fades away, and you remember the stuff that passed you by. Popovich said, that's the way we think, sad as it is. Unlike those final thrillers, this one wasn't a down-to-the-wire affair. With a minute to go in the first half, Miami's lead was 53-50. It was 91-71 by the start of the fourth, a 38-21 blitz by the Heat over a span of 13 minutes, eliminating any semblance of drama. The third quarter was Miami and eliminated all doubt. Bosh was 4-for-4 from the field on the way to a 12-point quarter, Miami out-rebounded San Antonio 14-3 in the quarter, with James and Cole each grabbing one more rebound in that period than the entire Spurs roster. And by the time the fourth started, the blowout was well underway. Before today, Sunday, the Spurs faced a road deficient bigger than 15 points only once this season. A three-pointer by Chalmers took care of that, making it 81-65, Miami lays in the third. And the margin eventually grew to 29, that all coming after the Spurs subbed the something that popped up on my screen. A three-pointer by Chalmers took care of that, making it 81-65. Miami late in the third, and the margin eventually grew to 29. That all coming after the Spurs sub Duncan and Parker out and gave them the rest of the day off in latter portions of the third. And then the game notes were that, for as close as last season's finals were at times, it might be surprising to learn that these teams tend to play something other than regular season classes. Only two of the team's last eight non-final meetings were decided by less than 12 points. The Heat have played their last 98-33 without facing a deficit. After John Malkovich was in the sold-out, I love him, was the late-arriving crowd for the 1 p.m. start. Popovich remained tied with Red Auerbach on the all-time NBA coaching wins list with 938. Wow. So that's what was going on with that score. So let's see, before I go, I'm just checking out Twitter, and also need to check out that LA game. So a lot of gospel winners. Ty Tribbett, best gospel song, Motown Gospel. Essence Magazine, who will be celebrating 20 years of the Essence Festival on 4th of July weekend this summer with Prince as the headlining act, asked who's watching the Grammys with us tonight. Find out how to join our live chat here at Essence Mag on Twitter and hashtag Grammys. So you can talk Grammys talk with Essence Magazine also, because they want to know who's watching with them, and also feel free to tweet also regarding that. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah, there are winners that's happening. Okay, Magazine is live streaming. Don't forget to tune in to MTV's Red Carpet Special hosted by Sway and Nicole Byer. But, you know, E Channel Red Carpet, hosted by Ryan Seacrest and Juliana Rancic, of course, is going on right now. Dallas Mavericks are talking about their game. Dallas Mavericks talking about their matchup for tonight. Right where the storm watches are going on, talking about weather. The Weather Channel is tweeting that rare winter storm watches now parts for Florida and Alabama Gulf Coast. See, I told you all, it's cold. It is cold for us. It might not be cold for others in the cold areas, but it is cold for those of us who even love cold weather. I'm cold natured. So, oh my God. But those, when I see those that love cold weather complain about it being cold, then I really know that it is cold and that it's not just my cold nature that is talking, you know. So it could sound like we're making a big deal, those of us that are cold natured when it comes to that. But no. But again, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. Super, super excited. Wow. Well, I'm just checking out other things. I know what was really saddening me was yesterday what happened in Maryland at the Maryland Mall. So sad. Oh, man. I couldn't believe my eyes because yesterday morning I usually have it on news stories, but I watched a little news early in the morning, and I was doing productive things, and I watched like Good Morning America Today show, and I decided to leave it on ABC as the I like watching nature animal shows and the Sam Champion shows, Sea Rescue, right? And so it was like back to back animal shows coming on. So I never nap. When I'm an early bird, I like to get up and stay up. But I decided to, hey, I've been up busy doing things, so I just keep on the animal programs and rest. And because you know we need our rest also. So when I was preparing to get up from resting, lo and behold, I see the local network, 16 WAPT News, that's the Twitter handle, that it's been a shooting at a mall, and I just could not, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, Mom, it's been another shooting, because, you know what, it had been like three shootings. We had just heard the news of this popular NFL player getting killed on the campus of South Carolina University overnight, and here early in the morning, here's another shooting at a mall. And I grew up a mall brat. And those that know about mall brats. And I grew up a mall brat and worked in the malls. And I love malls to this day. And what do we talk about? Shopping and retail industry and all that. But you would think you would be safe at malls. But people have been going ballistic worldwide at malls, and they're not. But one thing about that mall, they really handle their business well, did they not? I know recently, and I heard law enforcement say, well, one reason why we did well is that that particular mall have been through drills in case of some craziness happening. And I know right before the holiday season, one of the popular malls here in the Jackson, Mississippi metropolitan area, Northport Mall in Ridgeland, I know it was Sunday morning, they had a drill also. And those of you that network with Avon and all that, you know, back in September, my first major vendor event after transitioning from Mark Girl to Avon was the Girls Night Out event, so at Northport. So that's Northport Mall. But I must commend the people, the shoppers, the workers, everybody. It's like everyone they interviewed really, really took responsibility for others and themselves. Now, I was just amazed at people of all ages who thought about kids and mothers also first before themselves, you know, making sure that everybody was safe. You know, most people of all ages, I heard them say, well, I seen a baby and mothers and made sure that I got the babies and the children and their moms and directed them and to safe place, you know. And so I must commend the employees of the mall, the shoppers at the mall, law enforcement, and also send condolences to the young lady and the young man and also the alleged assassin who also committed suicide. To their family and loved ones. More and more of that story is coming out, but it seemed like it was a domestic violence event, and that is what we, Empowerment Foundation, my Thursday show where I always talk about Avon topics, and then I had mentioned to you guys that I talked about it on Saturday, but I didn't broadcast on yesterday. But that's one thing that Empowerment Foundation by Mark is all about. So we'll definitely be talking about it on this coming up Thursday. Broadcasting, they have a new schedule. We're back to kind of an old schedule. But Monday through Friday, we'll be broadcasting at 6 Central Standard Time. So on Thursday, when we're talking about Avon, we'll talk about what was on the schedule for this past Thursday. And that's Empowerment by Mark Foundation. Mark, of course, is an Avon brand, part of Avon. And matter of fact, Ross, March is celebrating 10 years. But one thing about the Empowerment Foundation is about bringing attention and educating society about the perils of teen dating violence and domestic partnership violence. And that you know, what are the signs? I always see that, well, they really don't know what happened. But on one broadcast late last night, I seen where the young man, the alleged assassin and person that killed himself, was the young lady's ex-boyfriend, and that the gentleman that she worked with and who was standing with her that was also killed along with her was her new boyfriend. So, I don't know, more of this would come out, the truth and so on, but regardless, it's just sad that that happened. Very sad. I can relate to that. I've been in domestic violence situations. I pray never to ever be in domestic violence situations with boyfriends, with both of my marriages, short marriages. But and then sometimes people just want to decide to, you know, cause havoc in your life also. You know, that's stalkers. But when it's domestic like that, with a breakup not going so smoothly, I have to look at it from both sides.